And the last of our year-end check-ins? Well, we thought we'd ring in the new year with a gong. Not bong. Though, you know, gongs do bong, kind of. Anyway. In March of this year, our former host, Guy Raz, and producer Brent Bachman took a trip to Lincoln, Nebraska. There, they found a television comedy writer turned gong salesman, Andrew Borukov.
A vision of a gong appeared before me. And I said, a gong? I never thought of that. And I started doing research, and I said, yep, I could maybe sell gongs for a living.
Borukov says he's shipping gongs all over the world. Gongs Unlimited, his business, somehow dodged the recession. He's been in business for 8 years.
We've watched the world go up and down. But when you're selling gongs, there's no up or down. You're just round. We start from the center and radiate out.
And he does mean out.
Each year, we get a new group of buyers into the gong circle. Many years ago, it was car dealers.
So they could bang the gong slowly at each car sale. That dropped off slightly after the recession. And we asked him, what's been gonging on since we last spoke? And it turns out that this year, Gongs Unlimited was, of course, on television.
Well, well, well.
We just recently had a gong on the Mindy Project.
Easy there. That gong was a gift from me to myself after...
In the starring role, Mindy Kaling sweeps across the set wielding the gong mallet.
Let me tell you, it was very exciting to have Mindy have my mallet in her hand for that long. And she was waving it around at the folks, and she said she was not going to give their mallet back to them.
I'm holding on to this mallet, all right? And if you steal another patient, I'm going to come back with his gong.
But that's not all. In 2012, gongs went green. Borukov and the rest of his gong gang have been upcycling to make gong stands.
I took roll bars that were left over from some sort of manufacturing for Jeeps, and we made these gong stands out of stuff that was going to be thrown away or scrapped.
And Andrew Borukov's message for 2013?
You know how the kids used to say peace out? I'm saying peace in.
So if you missed the original story, log on to NPR and search gongs. This is NPR.